is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, last segment of the show. Hope everybody's been having a good time. It's when we do some Ann Jackson scam busters, a woman who's been beleaguered by scammers and doesn't really lose it and has quite the tongue on her. I'll tell you what, she would never be able to work in Air Force Base. I will tell you that right now.
She could run around a bagel boss.
She could run around the bagel boss. That is a fair point. Fits right into the bagel boss. Too blue for the Air Force Base. That's Ann Jackson right there. All right, Pip. Why don't let me find the the track. Why don't you give us our categories?
Okay. Well, as usual, our first category is the ever popular Mr. Davin. Then our second category is Fraud Star.
And our is that like World Star? Fraud yes. Star!
Fraud Star.
Bunch of scammers start fighting, throwing down?
Yeah, Fraud Star. And our third category is Melvin Santa.
Oh, going with a proper noun on that one. Interesting.
I'm
going
to go with four. Yeah. I'm going to go with four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three Fraud Stars.
All right.
And I'm going to go with six Melvin Santos.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say five Mr. Davins. I'm going to say two Fraud Stars. And I'm going to say seven Melvin Santos. Seems to be one of our favorite things to mention. And I'm sure that Joe's girl will catch up with me. Oh, here she is. Three Mr. Davins. No Fraud Star, and two Melvin Santos.
I'll tell you what, Joe's girl throwing a little shade at one of your selections there, Pip. No confidence vote.
No, she's done that before. That's okay. This is how it rolls.
I think it's a shot. I think it's a vote of no confidence for you. That's what I think.
Cat fight!
No. Fraud Star! And away we go. Mr. Davin!
One.
This is the conversations between... Me and Brown Cotton. And I finally found he is a chicken, since he does not reply to you. He said bagok and laid an egg. I finally found it to be true. He does not eat the McNuggets I sent to him. Instead, he prefers corn.
He said bagok and laid an egg. Well, that's proof for me.
I find it to be particularly squeamish around foxes.
Oh. That's fucking funny. Said macaque and laid an egg. Chicken.
He still asked me for the fucking funds. Those, by the way, fucking funds are what I use when I want to get laid. That's why my fucking funds are what I go when I go out to the bar and I knew I need to get a woman intoxicated when that was still allowed to get laid. Now it's frowned upon. Now apparently unconsciousness is the same as no. I did not know this, but now I do. These people are greedy and they will get punishment in the future. Lies, lies, lies. Brown Cotton always asked me to pay for the fees. Parker Green told me James H. Miller will return the money to me. But they lie. They are fucking liars as well as scammers. Truth be told, I have found very few scammers that are truth tellers.
Yeah, really?
I find that lying is a prerequisite to being a scammer. You kind of need
it's in
that.
A job description.
Yeah, I mean, I've never found a successful scammer that tells you the truth.
Yeah.
No, listen, not for nothing.
Scammers, duties, must lie, you know.
I know I'm telling you that I'm your girlfriend, I'm in love, but really, I'm a dude, and I need some money for my wife and kids.
Yeah, you see, because lying is conducive to being a scammer.
Sure, at least a good one.
Yeah.
But these are liars and scammers. Sure.
Right.
By the way, they are online every day. Well, that's the job. I doubt if they are real soldiers now. It's only been years, lady.
Yeah.
They are fucking...
That's important right now.
Yes.
She's not thinking they're real soldiers. Let's just take note of that.
Yes.
They are fucking assholes. Like a Greek bathhouse.
It's like on the activities list.
All right. Little philosophy. Time to fuck assholes. Work here's done.
Yeah. Come on, Charybdis.
Charybdis?
I don't know.
About right, we'll go with it. I will do unrest report in my free time. I want them all to jail. And then here's a conversation between her and Brown Cotton. This is her. I have no money now. How can I do it? She asked
me
to get $250 US. I gave her all I have. Please reply to me. Will Dr. Melvin reply to me? Oh, no Dr. Melvin Santos, just Dr. Melvin. You get nothing! Brown Cotton goes, yes, he is very busy these days. And goes, for what, the criminal cases? You should reply to Davin. Hey, I got a shout out. I got a shout out.
Tell him one of the scammers to let you know something.
But this shows this is a recent conversation, a fairly recent. This is the first time I've been mentioned.
Mm.
Yes.
Pip, write that down as something I should keep note of.
Pips, okay.
Pip's keeping the minutes.
You got a Davin got a shout out.
I deserve a shout out on my
show.
There
you go. Sure.
Nobody else will give it to me.
That's right.
I didn't get one on Don Jameson's show today, I bet.
No.
Did you mention tonight's show?
No.
Why?
Because we were talking rock music and bands and stuff like that.
We don't play music?
No, I didn't get a chance to mention it.
Yeah. Why would you mention where you're going to be fucking a few hours later? Why would you do that? I think the victims do not like how the authorities reply to... By the way, Don fucking knows me. He wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Yeah, I feel funny on his, you know, answering.
It's about time you feel funny someplace.
So we're even now?
Except I plugged the show.
You do hold a grudge.
You do deserve it. What'd you say about Ann's show?
What?
Well, you said something about it. I feel funny at...
No, I feel funny plugging a show on another platform.
That's what it's for. You don't plug the show when you go on Ann's show?
What's in a blue moon?
I thought you have them fucking plug the shit.
I used to, yeah.
You stopped?
I haven't been on in a while.
What do you think you're there for? Your good looks?
Yes.
You are delusional. He's like a fucking taller version of the Bagel Boss guy. Fucking Bagel Boss guy would remember to fucking plug where he's going. I'll tell you that much. Fucking wailing away on a tree with a miniature Yankee back of it. And later on, I'm going to be doing celebrity fucking deathmatch. He would fucking know. I can multi. We should get the fucking Bagel Boss. I can get a fucking booster seat. Yeah,
he's a prophet.
He is. You're a loss. I'd much rather have a prophet.
Got any LIFO FIFO jokes you want to wheel out? LIFO FIFO?
What is that?
An accounting term.
Oh. Yeah, I worked in an accounting office. My dad's a CPA. Never heard that.
Last in, first out. First in, last out. It's an inventory, how you calculate your value of your inventory.
I don't know if that's an accounting term.
It is.
Not used by accountants.
Yeah, it is. It's how you value, when you do the portion of your report, how you calculate your inventory.
Accountants aren't really calculating inventory.
Yes, do.
I think the victims do not like how the authorities reply to them. I was a businesswoman, were you? What will Jennifer do now?
So was Mr. Haney, well, businessman.
Mr. Haney.
I have no money, only 2,000 Japanese yen for traffic fare when going to work. Brown says she's just crying. So long after she started speaking with me, she's still buying the whole fucking Jennifer story.
Yeah.
I've made no impression on this woman. She is just crying. I have no money. Does Miller raise money? I am not sure if I can get money tonight. Brown goes, he is out of camp.
He's out of camp?
Yeah, they're done with arts and crafts. They sent him home.
Put him on a bus with a tote bag.
Sure. Ann goes, if I can get...
And lots of lanyards.
Yes.
Yes. Ann goes, if I can get only $100 US, no money, I cannot. Miller is at UN camp or where? Brown goes, yes.
UN camp.
UN camp. It's where we break off into teams, different ethnicities, and we relay races.
Right, we're going to have a
tug of war.
A three-legged race.
North Korea is not playing nice with South Korea.
That's right.
Brown Cotton goes, yes. Ann goes, I see. What shall I do? I am really done. I only have 2,000 yen in my purse. I am done. Brown goes, try please. He's being sympathetic.
Try please.
Ann goes, she told me to send $250. Never. Now she told me it's not enough. Why she did this to
me?
Why is it? It's like scam. No, it is scam stupid.
It's like it is scam stupid.
Why not tell the truth? I never do this way to people. I dare say the funds will never release. Unlike me, at late at night, I will. Brown, too much? Sorry. I'll go outside and flog a tree. I'm sorry. Brown goes, it will. Ann goes, never. I worked at an international trade company. I did know the procedure of the bank transaction. This bank is bullshit. And Boulder Dash.
It's the International Bank of Bullshit.
I think a lot of them, we feel that way about a lot of banks.
Yeah.
They want to put it into their treasury. You are fools. That is why. Jennifer cannot deal with it. She just want to pay and lose the money. I ask her to go home. I am broke. Brown Cotton goes, no. Anne goes, I want to work and pay for the debts. This is what I see through. Brown goes, I can send her $100 now. Oh, that's nice of Brown to step up. Anne goes,
isn't a send that money?
I think so. Seems like a carry man. Anne goes, I have no money. What can I do? I got lots of insult from my company. You work for the president, do you? Anne goes, Brown goes, the lady did the mistakes. Not Jennifer, please. Anne goes, she is not smart, Jennifer. You do not know how one friend attacked me on bus yesterday. What happened, Rosa Parks?
Yeah, really?
Brown goes, she is. Anne goes, I was mad. I just wanted to borrow money for a couple hours. She insulted me.
Hold on. She wants to borrow money for a couple of hours?
Yeah.
But does she want to hold it and look at it and bring it back?
She's a working girl. There's a rate. You'll
like
get
a car, you know?
You'll get your money back. You don't trust me?
She's talking about like it's somebody's van.
Yeah, but I know how money works. You'll get it back.
All right.
No faith. She insulted me. She is sick. She was in this apartment. I am mad. You never know these wicked people. I have no money now. I cannot do anything. You know, not for nothing. I'd love to set up Anne with a bagel boss guy. I think they'd make a good couple with those. I'd love to see those fights where they get angry. That'd be great. The fucking cursing.
Oh,
her calling him a midget.
Yeah.
Him probably saying something fucking racist. It'd be fucking tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna bomb her like it's Pearl Harbor. Anyway. Brown Cotton goes, okay, talk later. Anne goes, tell her to give up. What is going on, Mr. Brown? Do they do something to attack me? Brown Cotton goes, no. You sent screenshot of Dr. Melvin to someone. Anne goes, no, not yet. Brown goes, wrong move making. Oh, so they're upset. Anne goes, I do not. Why? I sent one from Eric, and I do not know how to do it well. I sent one to Mr. Davin.
Now we get two.
Dose.
I'm in the loop. Brown, they're not happy about this. Brown goes, continue. Anne goes, okay, I will do it now. I am copying. Scammer Melvin Santos. No, not good enough for you either, Pip.
No, that's fine.
No, I thought it was Dr. Melvin Santos.
No, it was just Melvin Santos.
Oh, that's
bad. She's purposely skating. Anne is purposely skating around that name tonight.
Yeah, I got Melvin Santos. Yeah. I call that.
That's cheap. It's cheap. Cheap
That's
woman.
One.
This is real cyber war. I will do UNRWS report to UN about how you cheat on my money. What did you send to
me?
You are a real one from UN. Number one, the funds were transferred from Yorkshire Bank PLC from the UK bank to Australia, and then the bank asked for the never-ending payment. Number two, then you changed the word saying the funds were moved to Hong Leong Bank. You are a fucking scammer. This is why.
Well, an epiphany.
Number three, Mr. Davin is a radio host. He is real. Yes, I am.
You're real.
I am real.
Prove you're not a robot.
I can't.
Okay.
I won't. I can identify three out of the four pictures.
Okay.
The other one's confusing. They look like trucks to me. You are fucking chicken. Just let that marinate.
Bacock and lay an egg.
You are fucking chicken and you do not reply because you asked me to pay for the fees, which is €2,600 for the fucking check. And you asked these fucking guys to threaten me to pay. You got nothing. You will have to pay for the prices because you are the scammer. Of course, I will post you everywhere. I will let people search you on Google. You will be the top list of recovery scammer. All of you. June 4th, 2015. Hi, Mr. Davin. I feel like it was just yesterday she was tearing me
just like your pals. Hi, Mr. Davin.
That's the way
beautiful day, isn't it?
That's the way it should
be. I see the dairy left milk at your door.
The difference between Ann Jackson and Joe is Ann plugged the fucking show. unlike Joe. Now, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to be in a few hours.
In bed?
No. Hi, Mr. Davin.
Little Yankee bat against a tree?
Yeah. Little Met bat. Won't hit anything.
It's not the hitting.
It's everything.
No, it's the pitching.
It all stinks.
Really pitching.
What do you think about this news? If I did not report it to Interpol, FBI, and UN, why are they announced the news? If you do not understand Asian corruption, how can you judge the procedure of funds transfer and scam? That is corruption. Malaysia, China are very corrupt, Jane. Even the government-sponsored scammers. Can you believe in it? The government work for themselves, not for common people, and they are committing crimes even though they know more about laws. They are assholes. Crime is going exponential, said cybersecurity expert Mark Goodman, who has advised Interpol, the United Nations, NATO, and the Los Angeles Police Department, among others. He spoke at the Exponential Finance Conference in New York City on Wednesday. You can scale, you can rob a lot more people. That was from CNBC. June 8th, 2015. Subject, one theory to be against your thought.
What?
What?
One theory to be against your thought.
To be against your thought?
Your thought, stupid. Your thought. Like, I thought a putty tat. That type of thought. Jesus Christ, woman. Mr. Davin.
Four.
Oh, five.
Five.
Yeah, five.
Five.
It is very ironic that anti-scam hunters pay attention to languages. In fact, I really want to say James H. Miller and Parker Green are real. Of course you do. You should understand American English is different from British English. I should.
Not that much.
Tally-ho.
Yeah. That's what the pimp does every morning.
Yeah, his last one in, first one out.
Yeah.
Taking inventory of who went in and out the night before, Joe. Is that what's going on?
You gotta laugh. Somewhere there's furniture being wet.
Every change is not mine. Like, she's got a litter box close proximity. Probably fucking squatting over it right now, having a good time. Ha ha. Fucking cats look at her like, really? Can't you do this in Maui's litter box?
Really?
You gotta come home for this shit. Well, we'll let Pippa throw some sawdust on our undercarriage and move on.
That sticks.
When I chatted with James H. Miller and Parker Green long before, I should have told you about this. Anti-scam hunters judge them as scammer. I've got to say how you think they are scammers if they were trying to help the victims with the funds transfer to make them legalized. Believe it or not, that's a question. I've got to say how you think they are scammers if they were trying to help the victims with the funds transfer to make them legalized. I don't get how that's a question. It seems like a statement to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes, this is the video about talking about American English, and she sends me an American English video. Do not forget what you told me before. Parker Green's English is not bad. I know he is a real native speaker. I don't recall telling her that. Mm. Second, I want to say he is a good man as well as a good father to his daughter. And we're back. For me, what they've done to me is really bad. Melvin Santos is a corrupt politician, and he is chicken. I want to laugh at him. So do we. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are fucking idiot. Yeah, but she liked it. Dateline, June 17, 2015. Mr. Davin! It is clear to see the truth about corruption and money laundering. People who know the law or the funds transfer will know how to do money laundering, especially the politicians. This is why those victims' money will never return to us, since those fucking corrupt government or politicians know the news about Treasury, and they are used to this to do money laundering, and finally these funds will be in their pockets. So it's not a reload scam. It's the politicians that are doing this, that are holding the victims' money. That's what she thinks. This is why I said to you that this fucking man called Melvin Santos, as a UN secretary, chokes the money from me and the other victims. Please read this news. I did some research, and I found many governments in other countries are doing money laundering. So I want to say those fucking men, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, and fucking fake IC3 man Brown Cotton already choked my
money. Roll call.
Choked my money, and this is why I want him to go to jail. Then she sends me a news article about Swiss prosecutors are investigating 53 cases of possible money laundering. My theory is against you, because I am a real victim who also knows about this when I tried hard to learn this. In 2011, I called FBI head office and L.A. branch asking if there was a FBI man, Pedro Simpson, as overall chief in Asia. FBI man replied to me on the phone saying that I got scammed, and they asked me to file the complaints to IC3, and I did it. Finally, Brown Cotton contacted me from London, UK, but the anti-scam hunters say it's fucking scam. Yes, because as I've said a million times, because she would actually fucking CC the scammers and let them know exactly what she was doing, so they invented an FBI man for her to fucking interact with. That's why she's stupid. Never tell the scammers what your moves are.
Yes.
It's pretty basic. All I want to say, not everything correct, but the mess media and the info were not completely right. News will get bigger and bigger. FBI indeed is doing arrest. I want to say this. Scam gets involved in terror activities and money laundering. These people are corrupt politicians and black mafias. June 25th, 2017. Shame, 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 and lie, lie, lie. Fucking Melvin Santos.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like Finding Forrester.
Right.
It's the sequel that didn't get really reported, but it was good. You told
me
that you were real from UN. You want to deal with their cases according to the fucking law. You abuse UN and said it is fraud. So you are a big fraud star, like fucking man. What?
Fraud star.
So, like fucking Man Brown Cotton, asking the victim to pay for the fees in order to get the funds back. The truth, number one. James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr.
Roll call.
Use me and cheat on the victims. Number two, where are my funds? You lie to me a couple times. So far, I am waiting for the news in order to send it out because you cheat on me. You are a recovery scammer. Number three, you'll be arrested because I will ask for arrest from UN. Believe in
me.
Where are the funds from the victims? Shame on you. I will continue to tell the truth and send unrest report. You are hiding like chicken, and those people too. So.
Barbecue?
Yeah. I guess that's a good place to stop for tonight. All right, Pip, what's our tally-ho?
Okay, our tally-ho is 6 Mr. Davins, which is more than any of us said. We had 1 fraud star, which Joe's girl said none, and I said 2, so neither of us got that. And we had 4 Melvin Santas, and nobody picked 4. So we got nobody's a winner tonight.
Losers, every one of you. Every one.
Losers, everyone.
Hope you're happy with yourselves.
I'm very pleased.
So I think the big takeaway is I got a shout out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's actually mentioning me to the fucking scammers, and like she's not retaining what I've told her when she's talking to them.
No.
So.
She's you know, back in normal form. She's flip-flopping throughout this whole section.
Yeah, it's sad. I hate to be used for evil like this. What happened? All right.
You usually ask to be used for evil.
Yes, but that's only when fucking a fraud star. Tao of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We got some shows coming up. We'll let you know when that happens. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8999. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and stiff night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their 3 locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber-friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and, of course, don't forget the king of the grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or, for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanessignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group wants to say hello to all of our listeners, and they're proud to be a sponsor of our show. And they always start relationships like this by saying hello. Their group, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What's your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down to earth. Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of experience, of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure that all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag /sayhello and /Davins then to receive a special surprise. Thank you and so much for having us in part of your Davins Den crew. They also want to note that it's summer. Obviously, it's summer. It's summer during the business.
The clue was the heat.
That's right. And it was 99 degrees. I'm wearing a sweater down here. But, you know, summer at business, you know, there's vacations. People are on vacation. Slow, but there's still things to be done that you need to accomplish. Like I said, short weeks, people have days off, but the business still needs to thrive. You need to get the PowerPoint presentation developed, a trade show booth for an upcoming show to be designed, sales brochures that need to completed and out to customers. KGI is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. So visit them, KGIDesignGroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side-splitting Productions, all your comedy needs. Christmas party time is coming along. Despite what we say, we'll make a comic appropriate for your show, but we'll just tell you what you should tell us what to expect, and we'll tell you what to expect. We'll work it out. It'll be good. DavinComedy.com. DavinComedy.com, 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, particularly every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. You can listen to great music at the Richter Observatory. And there's other great music and chat shows during the week. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Now we're plugging the whole station? Is that what we're doing? I thought we were just plugging your husband's show. What are you doing? Joe just said that he feels uncomfortable plugging other platforms, and you flaunt it in his fucking face. Look at that.
Well, then screw you, Joe. There you go.
People do it. How come you won't, Joe?
I'm sorry. Well, I'll plug my own stuff anyway.
Nobody wants to hear your shit. Time to say goodnight.
No, that's not. No.
Time to disconnect.
I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Thursday at 8 o'clock. Go to governorscomedy.com, govscomedy.com to check that out. Also, I will be at Broadway Comedy Club at the 10:15 show on the upstairs room this Friday. Call 212.
Days of the week confusing you?
Yeah, it's a long day, dude. dial 212-757-2323 for information. That is Broadway Comedy Club this Friday.
All right. Well, this was a fun show. A lot of stuff covered, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things. A lot of heartache. I'm a horrible white male who hates women. We've established that. I feel good about things. Joe gets in fights wherever he goes. Refuses to plug the show. We've established that. Pip wet somebody else's furniture for a change. That was a fun fact for the audience. I got a shout out, much deserved. I think that's pretty much what happened.
Yes.
And I'm too hardcore for the military.
That's right.
How do you like them angles?
Yeah.
Angles. Pip said I was more angular now. So I have angles on the fucking brain.
Funny.
That's what she said. I took it as a compliment. Unlike you, who tries to tear me down, Pip tries to build me up. Pip's the radio show host we need in these trying times.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, God help us all.
I'm just saying. Just saying, Pip. You're a pleasure, an inspiration.
That's right.
A perspiration, sometimes a constipation. But unlike Joe, never an aggravation. Got a lot of Asians in there, Joe.
Yes.
All right. Time to get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep.